The NBA playoffs start this weekend, but first we have what's called the play-ins. That is the mini-tournament for the coveted last few spots. LeBron James and his LA Lakers punched their ticket to the play-in with a win Sunday over the Utah Jazz.
Logo three, you bet! LeBron puts him to sleep. 36 points in his final game of year 20 in the regular season.
So that's in the Western Conference. In the East, LeBron's old team, the Miami Heat, are also in the play-in. So let's check in now with NBA columnist A. Sherrod Blakely. Sherrod, welcome back.
Thanks. It's great to be back.
Remind us how this play-in works. We have four teams from each conference, is that right?
Yes. And it takes a little bit of getting used to, but basically teams that finish 7th and 8th play each other, winner moves on type of scenario, and the winner of the 7-8 game will play the second-seeded team in that conference. Now, the loser is still technically in the playoff picture because the loser of the 7-8 game will then play the winner of the 9-10 game. And the winner of that will then play the top overall seed in that conference.
Let's talk about the Lakers out west. Of course, LeBron James facing the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are shorthanded, yeah?
It's interesting phrasing when you use the word hand and it being short because they...
Well, my bad.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got teammates who are putting hands on each other, which is not the way you're supposed to do it, particularly when you're talking fisticuffs. Rudy Gobert took a swipe at teammate Kyle Anderson, and he's been suspended for one game. And to double down on the dumbness of the Minnesota Timberwolves, their best perimeter defender, the guy that you would have trying to limit LeBron James, Jalen McDaniel, he picked up an early foul in their last game and got so angry he decided to punch a wall. So he's got a broken hand, and he'll be out indefinitely. He will not play anytime soon. So you're missing your best rim protector in Rudy Gobert. You're missing your best perimeter defender in McDaniel. And you're playing a Lakers team that is actually playing some of their best basketball the last, you know, 2-3 weeks of the season. So not looking good for the Timber Pups right now.
Okay. Also out west, we have the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson, and the OKC Thunder. Who do you pick there?
I go with the Thunder. They've got one of the best players, not only in the Western Conference, but in the NBA, in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And New Orleans, not going to have Zion. So that looks like that's going to be a victory for OKC to move on.
Okay. And quickly in the East, we have Atlanta against Miami, Chicago against Toronto. Who are you picking there?
Atlanta will not get past Miami. Miami's just too talented, too deep, and frankly, they're too well coached. So that will be the team the Celtics will most likely be playing in the first round of the playoffs. And in the other matchup, oh gosh, that's just such a toss-up. I think it can go either way.
Yeah, okay. And finally, kind of preview for how this all ends. Do you have a team or two who we're going to see in the end?
You know, before the season started, I picked the Celtics to be back in the NBA Finals and win it this year. I picked them to win 56 games, and they won 57. So I feel good about my pick there. I think that they will wind up playing. I think Golden State is going to find a way to get there. Golden State is just, they're built for this type of situation. They've struggled on the road during the regular season, but I do think they'll put it together in time and advance out of what is a wide-open Western Conference.
Yeah. NBA columnist A. Sherrod Blakely. Sherrod, thanks so much for the time. We will check back in.
Not a problem. Thanks.